So one way that we've been able to understand what happens to light when it hits a surface is some of it gets, so if you have the yellow dot being the light source, some of it gets reflected off at a specific angle to how it hits the surface, and that's the white arrow moving away, and that's what's called the specular reflection. The part of the light, or part of the surface that acts like a mirror. Then we have what's called diffuse reflection, and that's the orange arrows, and they go in all kinds of directions. It light gets reflected back, not just in one direction, but in multiple directions. And that's in a way the part of the surface that acts not like a mirror, like the opposite of a mirror. It's diffusely reflecting back light, whereas the specular, the mirror, reflects light back in a very specific direction. Now surfaces, based on their properties, will absorb some of the light and will reflect back that another part of the light that they don't absorb. And that part of the light that they reflect back affects their color, how we perceive it in terms of color. Now, a third component in terms of light is that there's all these other objects that are reflecting light back in a diffuse way, and they create what's called ambient illumination. So we have three types of reflection: diffuse, specular, and ambient. And they need to be taken into account, they need to be modeled, so to speak, for example of computer graphics, so that we perceive things as realistic.